Not a few of us here are, no doubt, delighted to hear the Lord proclaim this bit of good news to us. The old is good. The beauty of the ancient is often difficult to see, much less appreciate, layered as it often is with the dust of history and myth, with the grime and gook of being out of fashion, out of a shared groove. There is also, though difficult to articulate and somewhat embarrassing to expose, there is also something in there, in the ancient, the historical and the traditional, that forms us, interjects into us its genetic virus, and pushes up through our flesh and bone, our art and music, our dance and theater, invention, and even our disasters, and making its inexorable way from then to now, and thus guaranteeing its presence, if only in fragments and splices, in a future where it will be fashionable and celebrated for at least a time. But right now, always now for us, the ancient is just old and stains us a sturdy red. Old wine in old wine skins. Why? For he says, the old is good. The old is good. Old is endurance, survival, true tested, lived through and beyond, and wised up in practice. And haven't we all heard the voice of the Lord urging us to take up an old life, a life of survival and testing? Aren't we dared to contest against the world by joining the world in its decadence and attempting to transform it from within its belly? No, that's not true. We are urged by Christ to a new life in Him, and we are dared to contest against our disordered passions and witness to the world from within the world as Christ's. So what use then is the old to our lives in the new, if the old and all the old gives us is not what we are called to, not what we're dared to? Jesus says, no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, the old is good. Do you think that the old opposes the new? Or maybe it's the other way around. Antiquity versus novelty, institution versus revolution. No, no, and no. Without the old, there is no new. Without the old, there is no nothing. Jesus teaches this point to the Pharisees when he tells them that his disciples will not fast while he is with them. Fasting will come later when he has left them. He says, no one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. In other words, we do not destroy the new to repair the old, nor do we disfigure the old with the new. The old is good. The new is waiting to be old and getting better. Together, the old and the new in you make you exactly who you are in Christ right now. You are your history, your present promise, and everything you will become. You are old, you are new, and you are next. Whoever you were given to be by God forever. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul tells us what it means for Christ to be in the image and likeness of the Father. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is before all things, head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and all things will be reconciled for him through him. And we, you and I, are baptized into and made partakers of, we are added as players in the Easter mystery of Christ. We are Christ's, created and recreated in the Imago Dei. And he who is who you are right this second. and perfectly Christ, just as a me, but more so, and more so, and more so, as a we. Christ is not a new piece sown to you. He is not new wine poured into your old wineskin, nor is Christ the old cloak on which you were sown as a new piece. He is not the old wineskin into which you, the wine, the new wine, are poured. Christ is old and he is new. He is the wisdom from the beginning and the mercy at the end. He was born before all creation. He is the head of the body, the church, and in all things, all created things, will be reconciled in him at last. The fullness of God was pleased to dwell in Christ. The fullness of God, old and new, is pleased to seduce us, pleased to lure us to him. We are stained at once a brilliant white and a sturdy red. And as we live and move and have our being in him, we are his bait. We are his preachers of the good news.